Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. We play the best of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day, and we're independent, unaffiliated to record labels or artists. We bring you the music we love for the sake of the music. We've got a fantastic programme today, including new releases by an internationally varied clutch of artists, Brazilian songstress Elian Elias, American jazz fusion group Knee Body, and a wonderful coupling of sax players, British-Israeli Gilad Atzmon, together with the inimitable Alan Barnes, plus much, much more. This week, let's begin with a new release by British Bahraini trumpeter and flugelhorn player Yaz Ahmed. She's in the process of releasing her new album, Las Saboteurs, which has been 3 years in the making. She said that one reason the music has taken this long is that it's been through transitions and transformations since she originally composed it, and she's shaped and refined it whilst performing live. Feeling now that she's reached a point in the project where she's discovered a personal new sound, it's initially being rolled out in 4 stream chapters, with a full physical release on CD and download this month, May 2017. Her album is a continuation of her exploration of music from her Middle Eastern heritage, fused with jazz harmony and improvisation, and it has been described as sonically outstanding and evocative. Let's listen to this tune, which is called Bloom. Thank you. Oh, I like that a lot. It's a tune called Bloom from Yaz Ahmed's new album, Las Saboteurs, and I think we'll feature some more from those tunes on In The Moment when it's fully released this month. You are listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Now to another new release, this time by Brazilian singer Eliane Elias. She's just produced an album called The Dance of Time, which is a wonderful offering that has debuted at number one on the Billboard's Traditional Jazz Albums and World Music Album charts, and it follows the success of her Grammy-winning 2015 release, Made in Brazil. The album embraces jazz standards, Brazilian classics and poignant originals. Let's have a listen to this song, which is called By Hand.
Esperança explica, desce, pousa no meu coração. Tira cisma da tal atração. Troca o pássaro que está na mão. Mostra que ainda existem coisas fora da televisão. Que a distância do teu coração só existe pelas asas de um avião. Sons de nossos corações, paixão se entrega em mãos. Se não é cisma, é sina, é soma, é cilada, cadê a solução? Só há um jeito, corre, toma um avião. Vem esperança, explica essa tal mudança de situação. Que o pássaro voando pousou na tua mão. Explica, desce, pousa no meu coração. Tira cisma da tal atração. Troca o pássaro que está na mão. Mostra que ainda existem coisas fora da televisão. Que a distância do teu coração só existe pelas asas de um avião. Que leve e traz os sons de nossos corações, paixão se entrega em mãos. Se não é cisma, é sina, é soma, é cilada, cadê a solução? Só há um jeito, corre, toma um avião. Vem esperança, explica essa tal mudança. Que o pássaro voando pousou na tua mão. ela vai rir. Só arranjei que corre e toma um avião.
The sultry voice there of Elian Elias and a tune from her new album, The Dance of Time, called By Hand. And we'll listen to more songs from that album throughout the programme today. You are listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Now to an artist who's been described as dominating the instruments in the field in which he works as no one of his generation has. He's called Joey DeFrancesco, and he's just released a new album on Mac Avenue Records called Project Freedom. We've played a tune from it recently here on In the Moment, and it's a lovely album to delve into further. Joey DeFrancesco has said that all of his albums mean a lot to him, but this one means just a little bit more. Stylistically, he's long believed that his approach to playing the organ and composing comes actually from the saxophone, which he does play. He said it's the sense of breathing that affects everything. But most crucially, it's his existence as a spiritual being that's at the heart of Project Freedom. DeFrancesco said there are notes and rhythm, sure, but it's how you live your life that's most crucial, and how you play and present yourself. He said he's always thought that touring musicians, no matter what happens in the world, keep playing. And he plays in a lot of so-called forbidden places also. When we're there, Joey DeFrancesco says, through war and conflict, problems melt away through music. We're playing for the people, hanging out with them, and we all come together and groove with each other because of the music. Joey DeFrancesco has the mantra, music is true freedom. Well, amen to that. And this tune is called Stand Up. That was Stand Up by Joey DeFrancesco from his new album on Mac Avenue Records, Project Freedom. And you heard also Jason Brown drums, Troy Roberts saxophone and Dan Wilson guitar. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, an independent music programme playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And now to a new album by a band called 1982, which is in fact the birth year of the founder of the band, Øyvind Skarbo, who's a drummer, together with Niels Oakland violin and Sigbjørn Apeland keyboards, tends to take a fairly minimalist approach to naming the tunes and the albums. This album's called Kromla, marks the 10th anniversary of the trio 1982's formation. The tunes are named just by their length alone, and the album cover depicts nondescript buildings. But the music itself is varied and engaging, and also, I would say, intriguing. Let's have a listen to this tune, which is called 4 Minutes and 3 Seconds. That was 4 minutes and 3 seconds from 1982's new album Cromler, and you heard the Norwegian trio of Øyvind Harbo drums, Niels Oakland violin, Sigbjørn Apeland keyboards, and that's released on Hubro Records just this month. And we'll have another tune from that album next out here on In the Moment. Let's listen now to the ninth studio album from a very different sounding group, Kneebody. Kneebody's style is focused on jazz, but they investigate genres from chamber pop to hard-driving electronic-based productions, and a majority of the material on their new record was honed on the road. The band takes pride in adhering to the spontaneity of never repeating a take. Their new album is called Anti-Hero and it's released on Motema Music. We're going to listen to a tune written by Shane Ensley, who's a trumpeter, together with Ben Wendell sax, Adam Benjamin keyboard, Kaveh Rastegar bass and Nate Wood drums. This is called The Balloonist. The Balloonist from Kneebody's new album Anti-Hero, released on Motema Music. And you heard Shane Ensley trumpet, Ben Wendell sax, Adam Benjamin keyboard and Kaveh Rastegar bass, together with Nate Wood drums. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and earlier in the programme today we listened to a tune from a new release by Brazilian singer Elian Elias. She's just released a new album called The Dance of Time. And Eliane was born in São Paulo and started studying the piano at age 7. She was teaching piano and improvisation by the age of 15 and started her performing career in Brazil at age 17. In 1981, she moved to New York City and attended the Juilliard School of Music. This tune from The Dance of Time is called Coisa Feita.
Sou bem mulher, de pecar mas pelo pé. Reencarnação da princesa do Tamé. Eu sou marfim, lá das minas do Salomão. Me esbarrama em mim, lua cheia sobre o carvão. Mulherão, balancando será miguices alto. Língua assim, a conta certa entre a baunilha e o céu. Fogão de lenha, garrafa de areia colorida. Pedra sapão, peneira e água boa de moringa. Pra não ficar bobo, melhor fugir do bobo. Sou de pegar pelo pé. Sou avatar, vodo, sou de botar fogo. Princesa do
princesa do Dalmé. Eu sou marfim, lá das minas do Salomão. Me esparramo em mim, lua cheia sobre o carvão. Um mulherão, balanca, dancerão e que se dá. Língua assim, serve pra baunilha no sal. Fogão de lenha, garrafa de areia colorida. Pedra, sabão, beber em água boa de moringa. Sou de arrancar couro, de fareja ouro. Princesa do princesa do
and a tune from her new album, The Dance of Time, Coisa Fita. Now to another new album here on In The Moment, this time released by two fantastic alto sax players, Gilad Atzmann and Alan Barnes. The album's called The Lowest Common Denominator, and it features also Frank Harrison, Chris Higginbottom and Yaron Starvey. Gilad Atzmann was born in Israel in 1963. He trained in Jerusalem and has been described in the Guardian newspaper as the hardest gigging man in British jazz. He tours extensively around the world and he's a member of the group The Blockheads. Also recorded and performed with Ian Dury, Robbie Williams, Sinead O'Connor and Paul McCartney. In the year 2000 he formed an ensemble called Orient House, and he's written on political matters, social issues, Jewish identity and culture in particular. On this album, Gilad Atzmann plays together with Alan Barnes, both phenomenal saxophone players. Their live stage shows are quite a show, and even Barnes's COD Mathematical album notes tongue-in-cheek, claiming that the pair of them, like pi, are rational and can go on and on towards infinity. This tune is called Blip Blop. Thank you. That's Gilad Adsman and Alan Barnes there, and a tune called Blip Blop from their new album, The Lowest Common Denominator. Well, in a programme full of new releases today, let's move now to another album called Badass and Blind by Raul Midon, who was born in New Mexico, parents of Argentine and African-American descent, and began as a session singer for Latin recording artists such as Shakira, Julio Iglesias and Jose Feliciano. Midon's debut album, State of Mind, was released in 2005, included a guest performance from Stevie Wonder, and he's used to beating the odds and shattering stereotypes. He was told as a child, he said, "You're blind and you can't do this." And then he was told when he moved to New York, "You can't do that, you're not going to make it." But he very clearly has. And there are times when one commentator said he sounds like a sweet-voiced Ray Charles or Nat King Cole, but everything about Midon reveals a strong individual and totally musical mind at work. This tune is called Sound Shadow.
The way you look with plastic on your face. Change your name, your point of view, the meaning of your race, your pride or your religion, the places that you go. No matter what you do or change, I will always know, 'cause I'm your sound shadow. Sound shadow. For as long as you're alive, I'll be by your side, 'cause I'm your sound shadow. Shadows in the moonlight, shadows every day, shadows after midnight to carry you away. Shadows on the water, shadows in the sky, shadows of the ones you love pass before your eyes. But I'm your sound shadow. I'm your sound. Your side, 'cause I'm your sound shadow. Doesn't matter if it's day or night, I'm the same in darkness as in light. I will not appear, 'cause I've been what you hear when you listen to the spaces just beyond the line of sight. 'Cause I'm your sound shadow. As in light, I will not appear, 'cause I'll be what you hear when you listen to the spaces just beyond the line of sight. 'Cause I'm your sound shadow.
Sound Shadow from Raul Midon's new album Badass and Blind. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and coming to the final tune of this hour of the programme, but we've got plenty more fantastic new releases after 11 o'clock, so do stay listening. Now, throughout the 1960s, trumpeter Freddie Hubbard played as a sideman on some of the most important albums of that era, including Oliver Nelson's The Blues and The Abstract Truth, Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch, and Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage. Hubbard has been described as the most brilliant trumpeter of a generation of musicians who stand with one foot in tonal jazz and the other foot in atonal camp. In the early 1970s, Freddie Hubbard released a series of jazz albums, First Light, Street Life and Skydive, which were particularly well received and considered amongst his best work, and together with an album in which Herbie Hancock featured on piano, Ron Carter bass, Joe Henderson saxophone and Lenny White drums, and we're to hear the title track from the album called Red Clay. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.